There's a lot going on in the world right now. I mean, a lot more than usual. We went through COVID last year, which shut down millions of businesses. After 2020, there were 60 million job losses in America. And I'm sure the same level of carnage around the world. But this cloud has a silver lining. Welcome to the New Standard Podcast. I'm your host, Chad Alexander. This is our debut episode, so I want to take the opportunity to explain what this is and why I'm doing it. Aside from COVID, we've been going through some major technological shifts that have been happening invisibly, almost in the background to the average person. For example, all this stuff about cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, blockchain, it's been slowly simmering in the background. I think back in 2012, maybe, was when I first started to pay attention to it and saw what it meant for the future of humanity, the decentralized aspect especially. I remember when file sharing apps like Napster, Kazaa, when these things came out in the late 90s and early 2000s, and also Skype. They were decentralized peer-to-peer applications. And the idea is, even if one of the computers that's carrying the pieces of the files that we're downloading from, even if one of them goes down, it doesn't matter, because there's hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands more computers that are storing the pieces of those files. So when I started to understand blockchain and how Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are maintained as a database that's distributed all over the world and how they're processed also in a distributed way, I realized that we were going into a whole new peer-to-peer kind of economy, peer-to-peer society, peer-to-peer economy, no more need for this authoritative server and client model or institutional model. When we think of banks, we think of governments, we think of education, these are all institutional authorities that provide a degree of trust between individuals, or in the case of education, trust that the education is worthwhile, that it has credibility. So when you're sharing files on something like Kazaa, or you're making phone calls through Skype, there is no authority figure that's standing between the two people who are communicating or two people who are sharing files or transacting. They simply agree on the protocol. Now, this is the major shift. Marshall McLuhan, the Canadian media philosopher, who was paid a lot of money by IBM back in the 50s and 60s to give talks to their top management because he was such a forward-thinking guy in the world of media and technology, he had a saying that first we make our tools and then our tools make us. In other words, our new technologies, they reshape our society. They reshape the way that we socialize, the way that we interact with one another, changes to fit inside of these new technologies. So, fast forward to today. We're now in a situation where it's like a critical mass. People are looking at blockchain technology, cryptocurrencies, and starting to realize that they're running so well now that it made the status quo systems of the fiat currencies and institutional banking suddenly look so obsolete. Like they're not going to make it in the long term because they suffer problems like they're easily manipulable by those in power. So it seems like the big shift is away from authority, institutions, centralization, trusting people that we either elected or didn't elect who are setting the tone for things. And you know the saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely, right? As long as we keep giving power to people, once they have that power, you know what they're going to do with it. They're going to abuse it. They're going to manipulate what they can manipulate. So where blockchain takes us is into a world where we all agree on the protocol. And the underlying stuff beneath the protocol is math. We all agree on math. That's the only thing we agree on across all cultures. 2 + 2 = 4. So this reminds me of what Yuval Harari said, that in the future, the religion will be data. In data we trust. So in the case of blockchain, it's in math we trust. So we have all of these shifts going on as a result of changing the underlying structure of how we socialize, from going through centralized authorities to decentralized peer-to-peer models interacting through protocols. In other words, trust the protocol, not the man. And besides the crypto economy, the other big innovation is the creator economy. I'm sure you've heard of Patreon. That's a website where you can follow some creator, whether it's a yoga teacher, a band, a podcaster, an artist, and you can be their patron. You sign up at a certain level of donation per month, and you're supporting them to continue doing the work that you love. And so the valuation of Patreon has gone up from $1.5 billion to $4 billion in just 6 months. Now, if there's any website that's an indication of how well the creator economy is doing, it would have to be Patreon at this point. As far as I know, that's the main place that creators go in order to monetize their audience. So, and it's just the beginning. Apparently there are hundreds of new creator economy type platforms being built now that will allow artists or creators and their fans and supporters to interact together and to monetize the relationship, offer limited edition works, sell what are called NFTs, non-fungible tokens, which are certified copies of any type of art. And I think that this is where things are headed, also largely due to artificial intelligence automating many millions of jobs. So when you have an economy that is no longer based on human labor doing repetitive mechanical work, that's been taken over by machines. And then you have the repetitive mechanical thinking taken over by machines as well. What is there left for humans to do? Well, to be more human. And how do we do that? Focus on creative acts. Make art. So the very best of what I think humanism is coming back. That's what it is. So we're probably on the beginning of like a humanist revival, a Renaissance version 2.0, you could say. And the crazy part is how few people are aware of this shift that's happening. And it was a perfect storm because, like I said, all those years you had distributed peer-to-peer systems being developed. The earliest one I can remember is, like I said, the file sharing apps like Napster. And then you have the introduction of the blockchain. So peer-to-peer plus the blockchain, then the cryptocurrencies, then artificial intelligence automating away all of our mechanical, physical labor and mental work. And then you have COVID come in, shutting down most of the businesses in the world, people not working for a very long time. Oh, what a great opportunity for business owners and managers of larger businesses to just say, you know what? We don't need you to come back because we've replaced you with an app, with artificial intelligence, with a machine in the name of social distancing and, you know, just in case there's another pandemic or whatever. So perfect storm. And here we are today. The U.S. government gave out stimulus checks thinking that people would take that money and go to Walmart and reboot the economy. But it didn't happen because people took the money in the fiat currency of U.S. dollars and they went and bought Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. So that money's now in the crypto economy. It didn't even go to stimulating the local economy. So the times are a-changing, my friend. And I like to keep up with what's going on. I like to hang out on the event horizon, so to speak. One of my skills has always been to explain complex concepts in a way that's just easier for people to digest. So that's kind of what you can expect from this podcast. It'll be grounded in timeless principles. So as much as things are changing, as much as trends are happening and all this newness around us, there are always some timeless principles that apply. Things that don't change, the eternal, the perennial. If you look at the book, The Art of War, that was written thousands of years ago, the Manual for War Strategy by Sun Tzu, there are things in there that still apply right now to our interpersonal dynamics. You can use them in business. You can use them in life. They still apply. Look forward to having a lens through which you can look at the new economy, the new world, the new technocracy that we're in, and make better sense of it. Don't get crushed by the changes, and find a way to live closer to your purpose, to unleash your potential. Because I also believe that tools like the creator economy are going to make it possible now to actually make a decent living off of expressing your creativity. So when you have, imagine you have billions of people who are finally doing the job that they want to be doing in life. They're doing the work that they feel they were meant to do. Imagine that. That'd be like a calibration of all these human energies on the planet. I don't think we're even capable of imagining what is going to come out of this period. Now, you know, there were some amazing innovations that happened during the plague. Newton invented, I think he invented calculus while he was at home self-isolating during the plague. So imagine how many Newtons were at home through all this. And Newton didn't have the internet, didn't have the World Wide Web. Newton didn't have decentralized blockchain technologies to work with. So we're just not capable of even perceiving what's coming over the next generation as a result of this massive period of unleashed human creativity. And that's what this podcast is going to explore. So what's behind the name, The New Standard? Well, the reason why I chose that name is because we are on the threshold of a new standard. Take business, for example. While I was spending the first 3 months of the pandemic in Holland, I was so pleasantly surprised to learn that if someone brought a business idea to the table that was merely profit-driven as opposed to social entrepreneurship or environmental entrepreneurship, if it wasn't purpose-driven, people didn't want to get involved. And as we've seen throughout history, the Dutch are usually ahead of the curve, very innovative people, very innovative culture. And to see that that's where things are going, that people want to work on purpose-driven businesses that create uplifting effects on the human quality of life, this is amazing. So through one lens, the new standard is about the new standard in the world of the economy and business, and seeing business as a way, probably the only way, that we can make this quantum leap from the way the world that's dying to the world that is struggling to be born. A lot of us, and I'm a Gen Xer, but a lot of my Gen X friends, we were those kids whose parents said, just go out and get a job. And we said, you know, are there any other alternatives? Kind of like how I'm living, kind of like hanging out with my friends, creating stuff, making music, doing art. Is there really another option? It was like, no. If you're an artist, you starve, period. You know, getting successful as an artist is like getting struck by lightning or winning a lottery. It's almost impossible. So just go with the safe thing. But to know now that we're on the edge of a world where the creative or the artist is elevated in society as a leader, as someone who creates novelty, someone who's appreciated and whose work is appreciated. I mean, this is a big day. And it really is the new standard. The new standard is to rise to the occasion of this totally new landscape we're in, thanks to technology and thanks to changes in finance and all that, and connected through social media, take this opportunity to really push ourselves to do the right thing. Focus on the purpose that each and every one of us came to this planet to live out, and not to let our potential die while we just go off and work some job that we hate because we think we need to. So we have to work together on this and push and make this the new standard and not slip back to the way things were. And don't try to protect the way things were. Let them die off. We have to move the old furniture out so we can move the new furniture in. Thank you for your time. If you'd like to follow me on social media, check the show notes. Goodbye.